Cameras are almost everywhere these days, but one place they've never been allowed is in federal district court. 4 years ago, the courts quietly initiated a pilot program to allow video recording in some cases. Well, now federal judges must decide whether the cameras can keep rolling. KUOW's Amy Radel reports on how the pilot went in Seattle.
Last June, in a federal courtroom in Seattle, Judge James Robart made it clear he was not happy about Seattle's actions around police accountability. He said proposed legislation would violate the terms of the settlement between the Justice Department and the city, a settlement he oversees.
And it will not be tolerated by this court. You don't get to unilaterally change the settlement agreement without bringing it back here. And I am very upset and frustrated that you engaged in this kind of behavior.
You can hear the emotion in the judge's voice, and that's what was remarkable about this moment. It was recorded. Cameras are normally never allowed in federal district court. But over the past few years, 14 district courts, including the one in Seattle, conducted a pilot in which they recorded some civil cases and posted the video online. Judge Robart's colleague, U.S. District Judge Robert Lasnik, says Seattle's federal bench supports the cameras. Many judges come from King County Superior Court, where cameras are common.
And we know that they're easily accommodated in modern times and reflect very well, for the most part, on the judiciary to show that we are doing a good job.
Still, the philosophy on cameras varies by jurisdiction. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is one of the most open. Lasnik says that court provides live streaming of its oral arguments. But beyond that,
at the highest levels of the federal judiciary, which is the United States Supreme Court, there is extreme opposition to cameras in their court, and a fear that it will affect the fairness of the federal trials in our court.
Chief Justice John Roberts heads up the 27 federal judges known as the Judicial Conference. Next spring, that group will decide whether to continue or curtail the use of cameras in federal district court. Lasnik says Roberts' opinion will cast a big shadow.
He's only one vote, but let's face it, in that situation, we all look to the Chief Justice as the leader of the federal judiciary for leadership and guidance.
Justice Roberts has said publicly he's anxious to see the results of the pilot project. He said the Supreme Court is increasing its transparency with audio and transcripts, but he said the idea of cameras concerns him. That concern goes beyond the U.S. Supreme Court. In the district court pilot, court hearings were only video recorded with the consent of both parties to each case, and that consent was rare. Steve Rummage is a Seattle attorney who defends corporate clients in class action suits and other cases. He says none of his clients consented to have their case video recorded during the pilot.
I think a lot of them are concerned about the whole idea of having, if you will, their dirty laundry or anybody's dirty laundry put online for viewing by folks. And so their visceral reaction often is, I'm comfortable doing it the way we've always done it, which is without a camera in the courtroom.
One concern about cameras is intimidation of witnesses and jurors. For this reason, the pilot only applied to civil, not criminal cases. Jurors' faces were never shown. Another fear is that the cameras will cause lawyers and judges to behave differently. Rummage says that actually happened during a recent trial he was part of in King County Superior Court. There was a camera streaming the case to a website.
And it actually wasn't a positive thing because the lawyer on the other side not only played to the camera, but made reference to the camera in what many of us thought was an improper way during the course of the case.
In general, Rummage supports the cameras. He frequently streams live coverage of the Washington State Supreme Court, and he's sent links to his own court appearances as calling cards to other clients. Judge Lasnik says a review of the pilot is largely positive. A previous pilot in the early 90s also went smoothly, he says, but then came a trial in 1995 that caught the world's attention.
You know, the big setback for cameras in the courtroom was the O.J. Simpson case. But even there, I think it's better people saw what a travesty the trial was and how weak the trial judge was.
That trial sparked a backlash against cameras. This recent pilot is the first time federal district courts have considered them since then. A year into the pilot, the collected videos had been viewed more than 100,000 times. That includes all the hearings on police accountability in Seattle. Those can be found at uscourts.gov. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.